This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 331 for Monday, April 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher in Monday morning as trading resumes following the long weekend. The May canola contract gained $7.50 at $633.90 per ton, while the July contract rises $6.80 at $642.90 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with Malaysian palm oil. Chicago soy meal is to the downside. The markets in Europe are closed for Easter Monday. Global crude oil prices are relatively steady and providing little direction to the oilseeds. As temperatures climb upward across the prairies, the region is forecast to remain dry for the first half of the week. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending March 24th are 507,000 tons and slightly lower from the previous week. Canola exports more than double to nearly 245,000 tons and domestic usage is firm at 190,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday morning, with the loonie dipping to 73.68 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.8. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to release another round of reports. Later this morning, the USDA will publish its export inspections report, and then this afternoon come the fats and oils report, the grain crushings report, and the first crop progress report of 2024. The February crush is expected to come in at nearly 197 million bushels of soybeans, and corn for ethanol is projected to be more than 440 million bushels. The USDA's planting intentions report from Thursday raises soybean acres to 86.5 million. Corn acres drop to 90 million, and total wheat slips to 47.5 million acres. Of the latter, 11.3 million acres are to be spring wheat. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher in choppy trading on Monday morning. The May contract bumps up 2 cents at $11.94 per bushel. May soy oil climbs almost 0.75 cents at 48.69 cents per pound. May soy meal loses $4.50 at $333.20 per short ton. Chicago corn is lower, with the May contract giving up 6 cents at $4.36 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with its May contract down a penny at $3.56. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago May loses 6.5 cents at $5.54. Kansas City May drops 17 cents at $5.68. And Minneapolis May falls 10.5 cents at $6.34.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, April 1st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.